昨日の仕事次の何週間上に行く人はもう決まってるんですけど、
So today will be Bethany and Marie. And then if parents don't mind partway through, we're going to take them outside. So if you hear a little bit on the way during the message, it will kind of, it may not be quiet, but please just bear with them as they go
outside.
It's not always easy to keep kids quiet. So today we're going to look at, anybody know what this is? American football. For those of you guys who don't know, I played this from when I started playing American football when I was 8 years old. And I played all the way until I was 23. Until I finished college. And one thing that happened when I was a little kid is sometimes we would have to pick teams. So elementary or middle school, two people would be in charge and each one would take turns picking a player. And usually if you were like a small little guy, or you weren't very good at sports, you'd have to wait to be one of the last ones picked. And it was kind of sad, it was really sad. And so it made people feel really, really, really bad. Well, today we're going to talk about a story a little while ago. We talked about David and Goliath. And this story actually happened a little bit before that. And the verse is this: But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outer appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So what happened when they picked David is they went to Samuel shows up at David's house. And David has a bunch of older brothers. And Samuel says to David's dad, "Is one of your sons has been chosen to be king?" So the big guy comes up, the big muscular guy comes up and walks out the door. And the father says, surely this guy, he must be the king. So Samuel brings up the next person, the father brings up the next son. And he keeps doing this until the father goes through all the strong sons. And obviously he was so embarrassed of this other son that the other son wasn't even in the house. He was out in the field. Didn't even call him in. And so finally he brings David in. And Samuel says, this is the one who's going to be king. Now some of you guys, you might struggle in school. Everybody else is kind of better than you, or you look at them as smarter than you. You might do sports and everybody's better than you. Your teacher might always pick you last. But God's looking at what's inside of your heart. And there'll be a time when God asks you to do something special. And he's not asking because of your big muscles. He's not necessarily asking because of all the smartness in your brain. He's asking you because of your heart, what's inside of your heart. So I challenge you guys this week to ask God to reveal what's in your heart. Tell him, be nice to people. give, ask him to give you dreams and give you strength to be nice to people. And always remember that God's looking at your heart. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for these kids here. We thank you, Lord God, that you have just been working on their hearts. We thank you that you placed them here because of their heart. And what you're gonna do in their lives is in school, outside of school, in sports, and everything else. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay, first through third grade, we have sheets for you to color, and kids that are older have something for you too.
Thank you, Damon and Megumi.
In Japan, when we choose the members of a team, it's janken.
In Japan, when we choose the members of a team, we do rock, paper, scissors. But in the States, you're chosen. You don't need to raise your hand, but how many of you were last?
Picked last.
It's really such an awful feeling when you picked last.
私は中高、まあ、大もそうですけども、サッカーとラグビーをしてました。
And I was in junior high school as well as high school, and even in college, I was playing soccer and rugby.
アメリカに行った時にアメリカンフットボールもしました。
And even in the States, I played American football.
でも、チームに分けるときですね、みんな僕のことを知らないと、一番最後なんです、僕はね。この身長を含めて。
People didn't know me, I was always chosen very last, because I'm not so big.
ね。でもね、知ってる人はちゃんと選んでくれる。
But if they knew me, then they chose me earlier.
本当ね、最後に残って、もう早く選んでよって、あの気持ち、
really、
本当よかった。
Bad feeling to be chosen last.
ね、ですよね、今日、だからそういう苦い思い出をちょっと、
so remembering that kind of awful feeling.
思い出しました。で今日もずっとつけている、ドローニアホールパッチング、変化時も近づき諦めずもっと励ますの続きを話したいと思います。
We're continuing the series of draw near, hold fast, encourage more.
で今日はホールパッチング、ね、諦めないということをもう一度考えたいと思います。
So today we want to once again speak about hold fast. So if you haven't been here,and you haven't been able to listen to this series, it starts on Easter. We really encourage you not to miss any of this series. Please go ahead and listen. It's online.
Web に載せてますから読んでください。ですから、Hold Fast は日本語では諦めないとか、くじけないという意味があります。
If you say to someone, hold fast, it means don't give up. You have to stop. You're saying
somewhere. Same way.
何かごめんなさい、先週何回も2つの言葉繰り返して、で2つの言葉なのに本当に英語の意味だったら1つの意味になってしまい、2つの言葉は2つの言葉で言ってほしいなら、特にジャパニーズ、I don't know. So he says two words in Japanese, but in English it's one word. And if he wants me to say two words, I don't know another word. That's the only word I know. Don't give up. Hold on. So just double check.
でももう一個訳そうとすると、hold fast 訳そうと、頑張るって訳せます。
That's Japanese, but.
Yeah, だから if I want to translate hold fast in other Japanese, it's 頑張る。
Keep on trying.
Yeah, yeah. So, しかし私はですね、あんまり頑張るっていうことを使いません。
Well, I don't really like to use the Japanese phrase 頑張れ。頑張れ in Japanese means like, come on, you can do it, try harder, kind of feeling. Rah, rah.
なぜならですね、一つは日本人はみんな頑張り屋さんだからです。
And one reason I don't like to use it is because this culture really pushes people to try so hard.
小さい頃から頑張って頑張って勉強したり。
Most of the time, Japanese people are really small. They're told, oh, come on, try harder. You can do it. Come on, come on.
ね、頑張っていろんな習い事をしたりします。
And there's certain...From the time we're very small in Japan, where we learn many things of how to try harder and do better.
ですから、もう頑張ることがもう当たり前になってるんですね。
So the concept of trying your best, no matter what, is part of the Japanese culture and Japanese heart.
ですから自然にワークホリックになってるんですね。あ、ナチュラリ
ー。
ワークホリック。
英語でも
日本語でも、もう日本語になってるよね。ワークホリックね。
So naturally, we Japanese people are workaholics.
で、日本人に頑張れっていう言葉を使うと誤解されちゃうんですね。
So if we say in Japanese the word 頑張る, it's easy to misunderstand.
なぜなら自分の力で頑張っちゃうから。
So the reason it's easy to misunderstand is because people think.They need to try with their own strength because that's what children do. That's what children are raised to do.
で、私たちが言っているのは、まず神様のもとに来て、神様の導きによって、神様の力で諦めない。
But the Bible teaching is different. The Bible teaching, draw near, hold fast, and encourage more. They're all connected. And first, we draw near. And holding fast, being determined to stay close to God, is born out of...
日本人、特に日本人のクリスチャンは比較的真面目で、
So, if we think of different types of Christians, probably in comparison to other countries, Japanese Christians are quite earnest. Quite serious.
だから、すぐやっぱり頑張っちゃうんですね。
So,many people in Japanese churches really try so hard.
だから、私たちは、本当に頑張らない、自分の力で頑張らないことを覚えなくてはいけません。
But it's very important to make the distinction and to remember that we shouldn't be trying so hard on our own strength.
神様に向かうことが大切なんです。
The most important thing is to face God and to be living from the strength of God.
Our Father in Heaven.
So for people who have this concept of ganbaru, trying so hard, so sometimes I might say, have a rest from trying so hard. Or say no to trying so hard. But when we draw near to God, then that's the time by His strength we can hold fast.
諦めない思いのもと、ね、そう、源は何なんでしょうか?
But what is the root? What is the source of the strength that we can have to try hard?
そのエネルギーはどこから来るんでしょうか?
Where does the energy of trying hard actually come from? Where should it come from?
皆さんと詩篇の84篇を読んでいきたいと思います。
So today I want to look at Psalm 84 with you.
はい。
Shall we read together?
ではまず日本語で私が読みますね。
I'll read in Japanese first.
指揮者によってギデトに合わせてコラノクの歌賛歌。万軍の主よ、あなたのいますところはどれほど愛されていることでしょう。主の庭を慕って私の魂は耐えりそうです。命の神に向かって私の身も心も叫びます。
Psalm 84, the leader according to Gisus of Korahites and Psalm. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, indeed it faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for the joys of the living God.
そして次は、あなたの祭壇に鳥は住みかを作り、ツバメの巣をかけて雛を置いています。万軍の主、私の神を、いかに幸いなことでしょう。あなたの家に住むことができるなら、ましてあなたを賛美することができるなら。
Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise.
いかに幸いなことでしょう。あなたによって勇気を出し、心に広い道を見ている人は、嘆きの谷を通る時もそこを泉とするでしょう。雨も降り、祝福で覆ってくれるでしょう。彼らはいよいよ力を増し積み、ついにシオンで神にまみえるでしょう。万軍の神、主よ、私の祈りを聞いてください。ヤコブの神よ、耳を傾けてください。
Happy are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of spring. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength.The God of gods will be seen in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob.
神よ、私たちが盾とする人をご覧になり、あなたが油注がれた人を顧みてください。あなたの庭で過ごす一日は、千日に勝る神の恵みです。主に逆らって、逆らう者の天幕で流れるよりは、私の神の家の角口に立っているのを選びます。主は太陽を立て、神は恵み栄光、完全な道を歩く人に主は与え、良いものをかばもうとはなさいません。万軍の主よ、あなたに寄り添う人はいかに幸いなことでしょう。
Behold our shield, our God. Look on the face of your anointed, for a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhereI would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is the sun and shield. He bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. I want to look at the beginning of the psalm once again with you.
三節にもありますけれども、詩篇の作者は主の庭を慕って、ね、もう魂が耐えりそうだって言うんです。
It says in the words of the psalm, my heart longs to be in the courts of the Lord.
皆さん、そういうような気持ちになったことがありますか？
Does your heart ever long to be in the presence of God?
もう息ができないぐらい、こう恋焦がれる思いですね。
So it's like we can hardly even breathe because we're so thirsty for the presence of God.
主の作者ですね。もう本当、真の底から、魂の底から主の家にいたいと思います。
So the writer of this psalm, from the bottom of his heart, from the bottom of his soul, longs to be in the presence of God. He doesn't want to be anywhere else. He wants to be in God's presence.
皆さんはそのような思いがありますか？
Have you ever had that desire in your heart?
もしくはですね、神様の家じゃなくて他のところに行ってもいいですよ。もう心からそこに行きたいって場所はありますか？
It doesn't necessarily have to be church, a building of church, but is there any place that you really long to be?
もうそこに行きたくてたまらない今あるところありますか？
Is there any place? I'm talking about not in the presence of God as well. Is there any place not to do with the Bible, but or church, but any place that you really long to be?
ディズニーランドに行きたいです。
Anybody want? Just can't wait. You really want to go to Disneyland?
行きたいと思ってますか？
も
う恋い焦がれている。
You just love Disneyland.
もうできればディズニーランドに住みたいとかし
ない。Anybody want to
go to Disneyland? なかなかいないですよね。でも薬の作者本当にもうその主の家に行きたくてたまらないんです。
But the writer of this psalm is just longing for the courts of God, longing to be in the presence of his God.
この聖書を見ながら僕は問われました。ね、問われたの、あなたはそれぐらいのパッションがありました。
So as I was reading this psalm, I felt I was being asked.Do you have that kind of passion for God?
他はいい、本当に主の宮に行きたい、それだけだっていうパッションがある。
Do you have a passion to be in the temple of God?
ね、どっちかというと僕はこう静かにしたいのです。あんまりパッションにできない子なんですけどね。
Maybe I'm so kind of calm and I'm not so very passionate.
でも主の作者はですね、本当にもう行きたくてたまらない。
But
the writer of this psalm just has this great longing that he can hardly control.
ですから彼は言うんですね。もう鳥とかそれからツバメがそこの主の宮にいると羨ましいんです。
So he's actually jealous of the different birds that have made a home for themselves in the temple.
自分は行きたいんだけど飛べないんだけど鳥やツバメはそこに行って。行くことはできる。
He watches the birds who can freely make their home in the temple of God.
そこで住処を作ることができるんです。
And they can live in the temple of the Lord.
彼はどこかで体験したんですね。
He had some kind of experience that he wants to go back to that place.
主と共にいるとそこには平安があったり、希望があったり、喜びがあるんです。
He had the experience that when he was in the presence of God, he experienced peace, he experienced hope, and he experienced joy.
その素晴らしさを覚えているんですね。
And
忘れないんです。
He remembered, he couldn't forget that experience, that feeling that he had in the presence of God.
それから、英語と日本語とは説が違いますけど、
the verses are, numbers are a little bit different, but the meaning is the same.
日本語で言うと、いかに幸いなことでしょう。あなたの家に住むことはできるなら、ましてあなたを賛美することはできるなら。
So in verse 4, he says, happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise.
私たちは今賛美しましたが、賛美することは主の家に行って賛美することができたら本当に幸せだってこの詩の作者です。
So the writer of the psalm is saying that the ones who can sing your praises, those people are really blessed and happy.
私たちはですから主の家に来れたこと、そして賛美できること、本当に恵まれている感謝なことなんです。
So we have the privilege, we have the blessing that we can gather and worship God.
6節以下にまた何度も幸いですということが出てくるんですけれども、
from verse 6 it also talks about different types of blessing and different kinds of joy.
でそこにこうあります。いかに幸いなことでしょう。あなたによって勇気を出し心に広い道を見ている人は。
Happy are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion.
この訳は、それぞれの、聖書の訳で使ってくるんですけども、日本語新共同訳では、ね、心に広い道を見ている人とあります。
There is different translations that you could do of this verse from the Hebrew, but one verse might say,who have this great road to towards Zion.
英語ではシオンへのハイウェイって言ってますね。
In the English it says a highway towards Zion.
シオン、エルサレムへの大きな道。
A big road that goes towards Jerusalem.
その思いが神様のところに行こうというふうに思いを向けている人は幸いだって言うんです。
The one whose heart is turned towardsZion towards Jerusalem and turn towards God. That person is blessed and happy. But in Japanese, it says such a person has to be courageous.
神様の方に向ける、神様の宮に心を向けるのは、ね、決心したり勇気を出すことが必要でもあるんです。
We have to make a decision that we are going to walk towards God. We have to be determined to do that.
なぜならば、理由が7節に、次の節に書いてありますけど、嘆きの谷を通るときもそこを泉とするでしょうとあります。
In verse 7, it explains why. It says, As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of streams, and the early rain also covers it with pools.
神様の御手にっていうのは、ね、大きな道、多くの人が通った道でもあります。
As we approach the house of God, there can be a big road that we walk on.
確かにしっかりとした道かもしれません。
It can be a road that is well established and well paved. But that road is not a road that has no problems.
日本語では嘆きの谷とも言っています。
In Japanese, it says that it's the road that has a seed of sadness, a seed of bitterness.
The Valley of Baca っていうのは本当に砂漠のような困難の伴う土地でもあるんです。
The Valley of Baca is a place of suffering. It's a place of judgment.
そう、私たちが神様に向かっていくときに、それは嘆きだったり、砂漠の世だったりするんですね。
So there are times in our walk, in our Christian walk, that when we're facing toward God, we suffer because of that decision.
もう一つの日本語の訳では、この谷、このこと、涙の谷という意味です。
Another translation in Japanese is the
涙の谷。
The seed of tears.
勇気を出して言っても、嘆いたり、泣いたり、もうダメだと思う時あるんです。
There are times in our lives when we are really sad, we are heavy.
諦めないで、諦めないで進んでいても、困難が伴う時があるんです。
Even when we're holding fast to God, there are times when our hearts remain heavy.
でも私たちは諦めない。
But we can't give up. We have to continue to hold fast.No matter what happens, we can't give up. We have to hold on to God. Amen.
そこを意味とするでしょう。雨も降り、祝福で覆ってくれるでしょうと言います。
If we continue to read the verse, it says, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools.
ね、砂漠のような土地に神様が突然雨を降らせてくださるという。
So it's a mystery. As they're walking through the desert, suddenly the rains come.
もうダメだと思った時に、神様が特別な計らいで乾いた土地に雨を降らせてください。
It may be when you are just can't continue, that's when God will send the rain.
そこでそれが泉となるっていうんですね。
And it's written here that it becomes like a fountain inside of us, those refreshing rains.
それは本当に物理的なことではなくだけではなくて、本当に私たちの心の状態を表しています。
It's not just something in, you know, science or physics or anything like that, but rather it's actually what actually happens inside of our heart.
私たちが神様を見上げているときに、私たちの心、乾いた心に神様が水をくださいます。
When we set our eyes on God, God gives us all the things that we need. He gives us living water.
そして主の道を、本当に行くとき力が増し加わるとあります。
And when we are determined, when we make a decision to stay on the road that God has prepared for us, we will certainly be blessed.
もうダメだと思うとき、もう一度主を見上げましょう。
Even when we think, I just can't go on, if we set our eyes on God, everything changes.
神様が力を与えてくださいます。
God himself will give us the strength that we need.
これは聖の作者の祈りでもありますけど、彼の体験でもあった。
This is the author of this song. It's his prayer, but it's also his experience.
11節に、そこでですね、まあ10節は私たちが神とする盾とする人、それから油を注がれた人を顧みてくださいとありますけれども
In verse 9 it says, Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed.
いろんな意味の取り方があるんですけども、
There are different ways of understanding this verse.
一つはこの盾とか油注ぎは王様だったり祭司を表しています。
The anointed one could mean the king or it could mean the priest in the old Jewish temple.
どうか私たちの指導者を本当に覚えて助けてくださいという祈りでもあります。
The psalmist is praying for his leaders.
で次の節には、
The next verse says, it's a verse that I really like.
あなたの庭で過ごす一日は千日に勝る恵みです。
For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere.
一日が千日勝る、千倍ですよ。これすごいですね。
One day is better than a thousand. That's an amazing comparison, isn't it?
一日が千日、3年分に値とするんです。
Just one day. is better than more than 3 years worth of days, about 3 years worth of days.